At 20,320 feet, Denali dominates the landscape in south-central Alaska, at least on a clear day. And you can't help but feel something when you see it. Curator Zhenya Anishenko hopes the exhibit gets at that feeling.
In short, this exhibit is about the relationship that people have with Denali.
The exhibit's called The High One, Reaching the Top. And climbing the peak is one of its central themes. It features historical gear, documents, and photos, but it also highlights the role the mountain plays in the Alaska Native oral tradition.
We start from a native perception of Denali, and one of the very first things you see in the exhibit is an Athabaskan legend about how Denali formed. And it's a legend which was recorded in 1905, and we had an Athabaskan storyteller narrating it.
Chickaloon tribal member Patricia Wade tells the story of a young man who's caught in a great flood and throws his harpoon at the crest of a big wave.
The wave he had hit with his harpoon had become a mountain. It is the one we call Tatsun Tukitkoitin, the one whose top was hit by the raven. The harpoon had glanced on the mountaintop as the wave hardened into rock and had struck again another huge wave, changing it into a mountain. This is the one we call Denali, the High One.
Denali continues to captivate the imagination of the people who live in Alaska today, drawing tourists and climbers from across the globe. According to the National Park Service, more than 37,000 climbers attempted to summit the mountain during the past 108 years. About half of them made it. Anichenko says the exhibit asked the question, why do people climb it?
You know, what is that hold mountains have on people's lives? What draws people to the mountains?
The exhibit has several interactive displays that explore climbing, including a table where visitors can try on three different kinds of backpacks used to summit the mountain over the years, and a bulletin board where visitors can post a note saying why they like to climb. Anichenko reads a few.
One of my favorites is anonymous statement a woman or a man wrote that they climb because there are no kids or dogs. Oh, there is one funny one right here. To feel like dragons felt.
The exhibit also delves into the tension between native and colonial views of the mountain, exploring the ongoing controversy about what to call it. The story goes that in the late 1890s, a gold prospector named the mountain McKinley, as political support for then-President William McKinley. The Alaska Board of Geographic Names changed the name of the mountain to the Alaska Native name, Denali, which is how locals refer to it. However, federally, it's still known as McKinley. The exhibit lets museum-goers vote for the name they prefer by placing a bead into a clear tube.
You could kind of visually see right now that Denali is definitely winning over McKinley.
In Alaska, there are also different opinions about how to pronounce Denali. Outsiders usually say Denali, while locals tend toward Denali. They both come from the Koyukon Athabaskan name for the mountain, Denali. I found Tracy Warner in front of the bead voting display.
I'm with the Chugiak Elementary School out in Chugiak, Alaska, and we're here on our field trip. And I voted for Denali because that is my son's middle name.
Warner's daughter, however, couldn't decide.
I put one bead in both.
You can cast your bead for Denali or McKinley or both and check out the rest of the exhibition, The High One, through October 21st. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.